Well, happy Thursday, 2 days after Election Day, and once again, time for Perspectives on WFSU-FM. I'm Tom Flanagan. You are always welcome to be part of the discussion wherever that might lead at 850-414-1234. If you're old-fashioned, you have one of those landline devices, and it's long distance between you and us. We'll pay for the call, 800-926-8809, email perspectives at WFSU.org, or send us a tweet at WFSU Perspective. Heading into the annual Veterans Day observance, which falls on the calendar this year on Sunday of this week, and most folks will be observing it with activities or lack thereof, depending on what your proclivity may be on Monday. But there's a lot of stuff going on between now and then, and we're going to talk about that. But we also want to hear your veteran stories here on this particular program. If you served in the armed forces of our nation, or you have a family member, or you have particularly someone who told you an interesting story from the war or their time in service, we'd love to hear that too. So hope you can join in on that. Let's go around the table and meet some really nice folks though, who'll be part of this discussion today. And we welcome Jennifer Lavia?
Lavia.
Lavia. I remember, and that is the way, I believe.
Yes, very
yes,
good.
It is. And she comes from the Florida State University Law School Veterans Legal Clinic, part of a program that's been going on for some time here to help vets who have little brushes of with the law and they need some reconstruction, as it were. Right, Jennifer?
That's right. Any kind of legal issues that they have, we're happy to talk to them and see what we can do to help.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some of the events that are coming up here over the next several days. And for that, we welcome back to these microphones an old friend, Washington Sanchez, a member of the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame, a stalwart of the Tallahassee Veterans Legal Collaborative, organizer of multiple veterans activities, and you also see him on a Star Metro bus from time to time as he goes whizzing on by, because this is a Purple Heart community. So good to see you, Washington.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
It is wonderful to see you, and also wonderful to see Clark Brookstone, veteran, a big driver of local veterans participation in things like the Big Bend Heart Walk, also associated with the Tallahassee National Cemetery. And you are here on behalf of the director of SAME, Ray Miller, today. Good to see you, Clark.
Thanks a lot, Tom. And I was thinking maybe I could get my picture on a Kia. That would probably be appropriate.
I want to see you on a Kia. See you on a Kia, right? Good to see you again, Clark. But let's start off with an overview here. Washington Sanchez, all kinds of things coming up between now and then. It's not just on Monday there will be observances. Give us a little overview of some of the things that are going to be going on here.
Starting Saturday, I guess one of the big things will be the Marine Corps League Ball. That's on Saturday the 10th, or I think it starts at 6 o'clock. I just have a contact number, which is 850-766-2963. Also on the 10th is a banquet that's being conducted by Christian Heritage Church at 6 o'clock, and their location is at 2820 Shear Road, and it starts at 6 o'clock, and there'll be a guest speaker, and we'll talk about veteran activities for the most part. Other than that, the next day, which is Monday, you know, the parade is going on, and we're participating in that, plus a lot of other folks as well. And so that's a great thing. But the most exciting thing, I think, that happened during this period of time is the giveaways at the restaurants. so I got a name of about 10 or 12 restaurants, and there's probably something like 50 or 60 institutions or activities that really give discounts to veterans. So let me name off a couple of them, because
sure.
I eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a takeout at one of these restaurants during the day. So either on Sunday the 10th or Sunday the 11th, Monday the 12th, Red Lobster, Applebee's, Denny's, Old Charlie's, Chili's, TGY Fridays, Outback Steakhouse, Texas Roadhouse, Longhorn Steakhouse, BJ's, Red Robin, IHOP, Olive Gardens and Mission Barbecue will have free food. These are complete meals. In case of somewhere like I don't have on the list, like some of the places that serve just breakfast, they will offer you coffee and a donut or something of that nature. So that's going on. That's exciting for me because I like to eat. But one of the interesting things that will happen on the 11th, it started on the 11th of Veterans Day, the basic change in AFIS overall, which is the Air Force and Army, you know, exchanges, will offer veterans an opportunity to buy products. Whatever is online, they can buy products as of starting on that particular day. And so that's something completely new. Those people that are not retired and not 100% disabled normally cannot exit the base and participate in that. But starting on the 11th, veterans who have served can, in fact, do it. I think that's very exciting.
Well, those are some of the best bargains to be found anywhere on
and
that.
And it's tax-free. So.
Yeah, you can't beat that. from National Cemetery perspective, now, we always talk about the Tallahassee National Cemetery, which is a phenomenal facility and a service to our veterans communities here. If you have not visited it, you must, because it's so gorgeous. But Clark Brookstrone, what's going on with you guys? Normally it's Memorial Day where you do a lot of stuff at the cemetery, but you have an observance coming up too?
Tom. And what it is because the parade is on Monday, we didn't want to interfere with a lot of the events. There's a ton of people that come out for the parade. If you haven't been, by the way, it's fantastic. It gives you goosebumps, really. On our facility on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, that's Saturday, November 10th, we're going to have the raising of the flags. And they're going to be putting the flags on all the grave sites of veterans. And they'll be lining the flags as you drive in the main road as well. And that's our form of ceremony. At 10 o'clock, as it happens, it's going to be the 300th service that our honor guard from the Tallahassee National Cemetery will have presided over. And that's a very, very monumental number. And if you've never seen a military funeral, it makes you step back and appreciate the ultimate sacrifice and what people have done. And it's our way of recognizing them. As you mentioned, our facility is beautiful. The guys that are on the honor guard are from all the different branches of the service. Everybody is represented. They've been doing it for, you know, a couple of years since we've opened up. There are a lot in, you know, like popular demand type thing. And they bring out, they give the gun salute. And it's just a very formal exercise that they do as part of the service. And it's just tremendous to see that. And the fact that it's the 300th, right now I believe there's about over 800 that are in our facility so far. And I think I've told you in the past, years and years from now, when you and I aren't here, they will have around 83,000 capacity. And for those veterans and their family members that haven't been to the facility, it is absolutely gorgeous. It's off of Apalachee Parkway, about a mile or two outside on the other side of Capitol Circle. And we're more than welcome to, you're more than welcome to come out and look at the facility, talk to the people there. We have brochures to get them informed. We'll be glad to explain everything to them as far as if they have any questions about if they're eligible or not and how they would go about getting eligibility for it. And we're there to service them. And it amazes me still, Tom, everywhere I go, every time I see you, I still see people with a hat, Navy, Air Force. I ask them, hey, are you familiar with the cemetery? Didn't even know it was here. It's been there for, it's over 2 years now, well over 2 years, and try to spread the word out. And that's why we're here today, is to make sure that people are aware they're eligible, honorably discharged veterans. Please come and see us.
And again, the location is for Old Tallahassee Hands, right past the original site of Mom and Dad's restaurant. And just look on the same side of the road of Apalachee Parkway.
Absolutely. And we've got another event that I can mention if you want me to mention it now. Or we can
sure,
wait
go
a little
ahead.
Bit. It's called Wreaths Across America. And it's coming up in December. And the reason why we're mentioning it now is we need people to be able to go online and donate. What it is, they can donate, and the money pays for the wreaths And then on, it's going to be on December 15th at noon at every national cemetery across the country. If they're in the West, it's going to be the equivalent of noon here. So it would be 9 o'clock there, all at the same time, all simultaneously, from Arlington to every other military cemetery in the entire country. And the wreaths will be placed. What will happen, like in our event, we have all the branches of service will be represented with a very large wreath. And then with that wreath, somebody from their branch will actually put it on a stand. We have usually a speaker. The Civil Air Patrol locally here is the one that's basically running it. And then once everything is done with the preliminary ceremony, then all of the families will have an opportunity to go and place the wreaths. For people that don't have families that are there, there are volunteers that will place the wreaths as well on there. And for them to be able to donate, and this is very important because it's still well before the event, they would need to go to www.wreathsacrossamerica, all one word, .org. And when you go in, and as far as it's going to ask for location, and for location, they definitely need to put Tallahassee. Because if they don't, then they'll all go to Arlington National, which is the big facility, and that's where it originally started. But for us to be able to have the wreaths for people locally, and they also send wreaths out to some of the other cemeteries in town here that have veterans in them. So we try not to forget anybody. We make sure and try to hit all those different places, and ours is the big facility where the big ceremony is.
But you also have, like, at Oakland Cemetery,
absolutely,
there's that special corner for veterans there.
That's right. We make sure that the wreaths are distributed throughout so nobody goes without. And it's just a very, again, a very special ceremony. You've been at a couple of them. You know what I'm talking about. And it gives you goosebumps, and it's our way of making sure that these guys that are long since paved the way for everybody, the freedom we have today, and to pay respects properly to them.
Talking about Veterans Day, up and coming on the calendar, it is on Sunday. It will be observed in many respects on Monday, which is going to be a holiday for a lot of folks. We're talking about veteran stories here on Perspectives, 850-414-1234, if you'd like to share yours, and we'll be right back in just a moment. We are back on Perspectives. By the way, in case you want to go to our archive and check any of the Perspectives programs that we have broadcast, not just this year, but in years past, you can do that. Go to WFSU.org. Go to the radio header. Pull down the listing of programs. Go to local programs. Perspectives is right there, and you can click that. We try to archive the most recent program, usually within 24 hours of when it actually airs on the radio, so you can go back and hear it if you missed any part of it. Okay, we're talking veterans with Veterans Day up and coming. You guys, we're talking about food. Don't forget also the Veterans Day breakfast from 6:30 until 9. That's at Sauls Bridges Post 13, American Legion at Lake Ella. And as we heard from Washington Sanchez, Veterans Day Parade will be coming up right after the 5K run that begins at 8:30, registration an hour before that at the corner of East Park and North Gadsden Streets. And then the festival's open at 9, continues to 3 in the city's chain of parks. Parade at 10:45. And Washington, what is the – there is a reason it starts around 10:40. Is there not?
Yes. They start at 10:40, and then at the – in front of the Capitol, they have a special ceremony at 11 o'clock. And that's the reason why they start at 10:45. By the time the lead party is at the Capitol.
Okay, that is good. Well, there is a special service that we have here also in the capital city that is associated with the Second Judicial Circuit, and that is the Veterans Collaborative. And sometimes, Jennifer Levi, you have vets who get into little scrapes along the way, and they kind of have to put their lives back together. And so you're with the FSU College of Law and the Veterans Legal Clinic. So what is that all about? How does that work?
Well, we're there to help veterans who have any kind of legal issues. If they've got a criminal issue and they can't afford a lawyer, they're entitled to a public defender. But if they have an issue with family law, they need to get a divorce, they've got an issue with a landlord, they're being evicted, there's no free representation provided in those cases. And so we're there with volunteer lawyers, with our students, and we are at the VA hospital every week, every Thursday from 9:30 until 12 o'clock. And we're also at the American Legion that you mentioned, the Sauls Bridges Post 13 by Lake Ella. We're there every Thursday afternoon from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock, and they don't need to make an appointment. They can just drop by and see us at either one of those locations. We do have a phone number they can call if they'd like more information, which is 850-644-9928, and we'll be happy to talk to them at any time about their legal issues.
What kinds of things happen to these folks? Do they come back from whether it's combat or maybe I remember when I went to the to visit one of these clinics, a lot of folks from the Vietnam era too, who just for whatever reason have had problems readjusting to civilian life, even 30, 40 years down the road.
Our Vietnam veterans really had suffered. They have a lot of medical issues and have a lot of them, unfortunately, been put into poverty. And so the kind of law that we're practicing, I don't call it veterans law, it's poverty law. We're helping people who have issues because they are poor. And it's really sad that any of our veterans would be in that position, but that's why we're here to help.
Okay, and Colonel Sanchez, you've got all kinds of things that also are available to veterans through this program besides just the legal help we mentioned.
Yeah, right? Well, see, actually, we started the Veteran Homeless Stand Now back in 2013. And when we did that, we were concentrating on getting veterans into housing and making sure that they had a roof over their head and making sure that whatever activity they were in, that they got counseling, the medical help, people suffering with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and traumatic brain injury were some of the things that they concentrated on. But also, we had a lot of veterans that are addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol, just have mental problems and what have you. So all that was considered during the stand down that we started. We just touched base with them and gave them a contact place to go and what have you. But one of the things that we found out was that the legal part of it, in which we had Judge Flurry came out and conducted court in the mud, under a tent, in 2013 and 14, we found out that that was really the jewel of what we needed to do. Because just one, everyone had a legal problem. A lot of them had not had license and driving license for years. And if you don't have a driving license and you present just a ID to a landlord or to a potential employee, he's going to look at you and ask you, why don't you have a license? And in a lot of cases, it's for simple stuff, a speeding ticket, failing to appear in court, just something very, very simple that we saw on our Thursday meetings clinic all the time. And we have on Friday, we have a gentleman that actually is at the Department of Transportation driving license place and help veterans get their license right there on the spot. You know, if they bring the right credentials, he will help them. And we will pay for the reinstatement of the license and stuff of that nature. That's been a biggie, really. That's been a thing that we're all proud of. Matter of fact, we had a documentary done at the last stand down back in April, in which we showcase what we've done. It's been shown on FSU Channel 4 PBS station, and that's been telling the story of how we got here. And I don't think anyone, Jennifer can correct me, I don't think anyone in the state is doing a legal clinic for veterans every week as we are doing.
We talked about that.
I think
maybe
that's right.
That this could be a pilot for the rest of the state, the rest of the country, in how to handle these things.
It really is a tremendous need, and we find that there's a program in Miami, there's one in Tampa. There's one in Jacksonville, and that's about it. So from Tallahassee all the way to Pensacola, we're it. There's no other help. And so we get calls. We get calls from as far as Escambia County and all the way south to Brevard County from people that have legal needs. We help where we can. If they're eligible in terms of their income, we can provide them with full representation. If they make too much money for us to provide full representation, then we can at least give them advice or a referral to an attorney who can help. And we can answer questions. For a lot of people, it's just they don't know what to do, they're confused, and just having someone to talk to makes a big difference.
Okay, and Clark Brookston, I remember during the Vietnam era especially, and up until we got involved in a lot of stuff in the Middle East, it was usually single deployments. You were there for a year, like in Nam. You were there for a year, and you're back home. Here, when we began that stop-loss program or whatever, these folks going out multiple deployments, 2, 3, 4, 5 times out there, it kind of raises the possibility of having some bad stuff happen along the way.
Without question. I came in 77, and essentially a term usually was about 3 years. And it wasn't uncommon for, you'd be about 18 months, sometimes even less than a year, and you knew that you were going to have another assignment down the road. And most of the time, it were permanent duty stations, which you'd be stationed wherever it was, in Germany and the States, and it wasn't deploying so much way, way, way away. When I got to Fort Stewart, actually, in the early 80s, back then it was first being what's called a mechanized division, which meant at that point in time, they were bracing to go other places. And part of that was I remember the first time they ever did it, they took all of Fort Stewart, went down 95, and went to the port in Jacksonville to deploy. And they were measuring it all along the way to see how long it would take to get literally from you've gotten the word to move out to getting the people, the equipment, everything, the convoy and everything onto the boats. And they, over the years, they refined it. And that's back in the early 80s. Well, now you can know we're literally all over the world, and there were so many other hotspots. And even back then, I was one of the first ones. They now have what's called desert fatigues, which are the tan color that you always see now. Way back when, and the colonel will vouch for this, when I first came in, we had just olive green solid. Then we went to green with the camouflage. Then we went to the desert brown. And originally they thought, well, the threats might be coming from over in Europe, meaning possibly from Russia and all. And so that's why it was entirely different. When they started to see that there was going to be a lot of trouble or possibility of trouble in the Middle East, that's when they had to shift focus, shift training, shift equipment. It's altogether different for a tank going in mountains in the wintertime and you're going in tanks in the desert. Trust me, I've been in both, and it's altogether different. And so all of that is part of what you're talking about. And now with all these hotspots that we have, and unfortunately, and the National Guard has played a bigger role, and the reserves have played a bigger role in the last 10, 15 years, because there were times where they would go to monthly training, and a lot of times they weren't in very good shape, and, they went weekend warriors, essentially. But when they had to be used on a permanent basis, the whole mindset changed, and so now it's an entirely different ballgame. And, we have to have so much respect for people that are keeping our freedom now, because they come in now and they don't know where they're going. There was a time where you could actually pick where you wanted to be assigned. There was a time when you could pick what you wanted to do in the military, whatever branch it was, where you wanted to be assigned. Those were options. Now the options are much more limited, and they'll tell you, look, this is what you're coming in. This is what your background. We're trying to match you up and all. The other side of that is you've got technology that has come into it, which has put an entirely different scope on everything, because the technology requires a pretty good education and a pretty good ability to retain things and know how to put it into action. And the last thing you want is a force that has all this equipment but doesn't know how to use it. And so that there's so many things involved in making sure that the military is prepared, doing what they're supposed to, and it's a long process. And every different branch has so much different equipment, and the attitude is still all, we're the United States military. that in itself says around the world, we're the United States military, and we're here to defend freedom, essentially.
So what I'm hearing, Colonel, is that, and please, to my veteran friends, do not take offense at this, but it sounds like the age of the grunt is over.
Yes. You can say that, but, yeah, well, we're concentrating on veterans with this Veteran Day coming up, and one of the things that will happen next week that we're very proud of because we're an extension there is that Career Source Capital Region will be conducting an event called Paychecks for Patrons. That's next week on Thursday on the 15th. And the first hour of that event will be concentrating on veterans, helping veterans get jobs. And that's one of the things that we're doing with our clinic every week. We have a representative from there, from the office that sits there and intake and try to get veterans into the process of getting jobs, helping them with their resumes, helping them with the and disabled veterans primarily is what they concentrate on as well. And so this Paycheck for Patriots from 9 to 10 on Thursday, that will be concentrating with veterans itself, and it's located at the FSU Turnbull Conference Center on the campus, and that's 5505 West Pensacola Street, Tallahassee, Florida. And a telephone number, if you like to attend, which is free, you can register there, and that's at 850-922-0023. And we are promoting that. And we think that will really help our veterans. And we've had a veteran clinic with the Career Source that turned out to be very, very good. I think they had around 73 or so veterans that came out to get instructions and get into that system and start working. They had employees out there as well. It really went well. I mean, we were just so elated that that we're helping veterans get a job. It's one thing to house them, but you got to pay your rent. And so you can't pay your rent without a job. Oftentimes, disability compensation is not adequate enough, you know, to do that. So we're working toward the end on a holistic way of making sure a veteran is in a house, got a driving license, got a job, and is able to work on his own and of course, we'll help him with his health care, and I'm one of the ones that I have PTSD, I have TBI, and I take treatments and see a psychiatrist as well, and I'm proud of the fact that I have the opportunity to do that, and that VA is providing that service to us.
It's the least we can do.
Yes,
and
I think so.
That Turnbull Center is on the corner of the parking lot for the Tucker Center. The Tucker Center, and it's literally right across the corner. So you can park. There's about a four-level parking garage there that you can park in, or even across the street if you couldn't find stuff there in the parking lot from the Tucker Center. So it's a real easy place to find. It's a beautiful facility, too. And I know they're expecting a huge turnout over there.
That should be great. Yeah. Also, the day before is a Veterans Day Remembrance Service. Now, this is at the VA Outpatient Clinic Atrium, which is on St. James Court here in town, an opportunity to honor and recognize family, friends, and fellow soldiers, too, hosted by Big Bend Hospice. That's going to be going on under their auspices, along with the Disabled American Vets. And that'll take place on November 13th, which is Tuesday, starting at 10 o'clock. In the morning, right there. Let's go to the phones. We have Joe Marino with Veterans Florida who is joining us. Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for calling Perspectives. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Doing well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. How's everything at Veterans Florida?
So far, so good. We're excited for Veterans Day coming up. Most of our staff here are veterans and enjoy working with veterans and taking some time to reflect each year is always a great time for us.
Joe, take a moment, if you would, and tell us about the organization and what kind of services it provides, would you?
Certainly. We are a state-created nonprofit with a board that's appointed by the governor, the Florida House Speaker, and the Florida Senate President. And we work in conjunction with the state Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. And we are tasked with assisting veterans inside the state of Florida, as well as transitioning service members who want to move to Florida with finding new careers here. And assisting them with starting new businesses. So we have a career services program and an entrepreneurship program directly working with veterans to help them reach their goals in the Sunshine State.
And you interface that, as you said, through the Department of Veterans Affairs with the state, but you work with countywide veterans organizations and others in order to meet that mission, right?
Yes, sir. We also are in contact with the county veterans service offices across the state. We also work with CareerSource. As a matter of fact, we'll be attending several Paychecks for Patriots events, which are ongoing throughout the month of November, and connecting with employers which are veteran-friendly or who want to become more veteran-friendly, and connecting veterans with those employers. So we're based here in Tallahassee, but we work statewide.
Very good, sir. If you'd be so kind, hang on the line, and we'll take a quick time out and then be back and share some veterans' tales here on Perspectives in the run-up to Veterans Day, which is on the calendar this Sunday, but will be observed for many of these connections on Monday with the parade and some other things happening in our area. And we'd like to hear your veteran stories, too. 850-414-1234 is our number. You can also send us an email, perspectives@wfsu.org, and we'll be right back. And we are back on Perspectives, our pre-Veterans Day observance, if you will, as we interface with some local vets and organizations that provide services to same. And if you'd like to share your veteran story, again, 850-414-1234. Joe Marino with Veterans Florida is online with us. And Joe, what's your favorite veteran story, either your own or someone that you know?
Well, to keep it work related, I guess we had a veteran who was getting out of the military in California, and he had family in South Florida, and so he found us online at veteransflorida.org and submitted his resume. We were able to work with him, tailor his resume to meet the civilian employer's needs, highlighting those aspects of his experience that the employer would find attractive. And he was able to conduct some interviews, distance interviews, over that period before moving back to Florida. And timing-wise, it worked out great. He was able to get a face-to-face interview, take some technical skills tests because it was a technically based job, and he was able to smoothly transition and moved closer to his family. He's out of the service now with a great employer right here in Florida. So those are the kinds of stories we love telling. It's a challenge a lot of times, because we do work with a lot of veterans who are outside the state, and trying to catch them at that point while they're transitioning out of the military. So we feel like we fill a specific gap in a lot of ways, trying to communicate with those types of veterans who either are learning about Florida or want to move back to Florida.
Joe, for folks who are hearing this right now and they want to find out more about Veterans Florida, what it provides, and the kind of services it can render to our veterans, how should they go about doing that?
Certainly. They can visit our website at veteransflorida.org. We have our career services where they can submit their resume directly to us from there. They can also review some jobs that we have with the employers we're working with. Or if they're interested in starting a business, then they can also visit the entrepreneurship page. We have we work locally with TCC. They're finishing their fall cohort and will be marketing and attracting participants for their spring cohort very shortly. So if there's any veteran entrepreneurs that are listening right now, go ahead and visit our website, and let's get you into the system, and you know, TCC can begin working with you for the spring.
And as you mentioned, you'll be also at the Paychecks for Patriots event this coming Thursday at the Turnbull Center starting at 9.
Yes, we will.
Terrific. Joe Marino with Veterans Florida, thanks so much for joining the conversation today on Perspectives. Really appreciate that, sir.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
All righty. Well, Jennifer Leviatt, let's see. What's your favorite veteran story? You have seen so many lives kind of reconstructed and turned around through the legal services that you provide here as part of that collaborative. There's anything that pops out and think, oh, I got to tell you guys about this.
We've had over 700 veterans come and seek legal services from us. And so there have been a lot of success stories, but some of my favorites, one of my favorites is a guy who came into our clinic just a few weeks ago. He'd been coming to see us for several months, and when he came in last time, I was at the door, and he came right up to me, and he said, "I just want to tell you how thankful I am that you're here." He said, "When I first came in to see you guys, I was in the depths of darkness." He said, "I was to the point where I wasn't even sure I should still be here." And we were able to help him get his driver's license back. We did a lot of things for him. And he said, "If it weren't for you guys, I'm not even sure I'd still be here today." So that's the kind of thing that really lets you know why you're doing it, why we're there. And I would encourage any lawyers who want to get involved, we can always use volunteer lawyers, to call that number, to call 644-9928. We'd love to have additional help. And you don't have to have any particular kind of expertise. It's pretty basic law. You know, if you can do tax law or corporate law or any other kind of law, you can help us with what we're doing with our veterans.
Yeah, rumor on the street is we have a few lawyers here in town.
On the street, in fact.
Yeah, no kidding. I think I saw some figure, and guys out there, you may correct me if I am wrong here, but on a per capita basis, there are more attorneys in Tallahassee, Florida, than just about any other city, certainly in the Southeast, possibly the United States.
That's true.
So there, you ought to get some more pro bono help here,
right,
Jennifer.
I'm right.
Thinking. Absolutely.
Colonel Sanchez, what is going on, though? We had an entire cohort of folks who first World War One, then World War Two, and talk about sucking it up, coming back and just saying, "Hey, I'm done with it. It's over." They proceeded with their lives and seemed to be able to function reasonably well. But starting with the Vietnam era and coming forward, there's an awful lot of broken lives in our veterans community. What do you think happened?
Well, what happened is that we came back piecemeal. When I first came back from Vietnam in 1966, I came to Washington State by myself. Nowadays, units come back. They go to the war as a unit. They come back as a unit. Somebody welcomed them. Nobody welcomed me. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even wear my uniform. For sake, I may be spit upon, egg thrown on me, or something of that nature, and nobody cared. And it's wonderful now that you get approached and say, "Thank you for your service." I always wear my Purple Heart hat, as I have on right now. A lot of people saying, "Well, I don't wear it for the purpose of my, you know, position. I'm okay. I'm making it, no problem at all. But I challenge anyone that says, "Thank you for your service," I turn around and say, "Did you serve?" And they say, "Yes, I did. Thank you for your service." And if they didn't serve, I said, "I know you have a relative or someone in your family who did." And thank them every day for their service, because they volunteered to do what they did. And it's just it's so sad that we have the Vietnam era, and they are, we may as well mention this, they are probably leading the suicide. We have 20 veterans a day that are committing suicide, and this is according to VA's information. I was down in South Florida last week, and I was talking to a guy that's doing some work to help veterans with PTSD and TBI. And I had to tell him, when he mentioned 20 a day, that's 20 a day in overall. That's an average of around, I think, 12 states that they took the information. So guess what? Florida, with its 1.5 million veterans, you know, as compared to, you know, a state like, New Jersey or some of the other small states, you know, so our average here in Florida is probably not 20 a day. It's maybe 25 or 30 a day. And California and Texas that are leading with as many as 1.8 or 2 million veterans. And so it's really what we do in Florida here, really to help veterans, is really needed. And it's sad to say that this is a number that I received some time ago. We only have around 300,000 to 400,000 of the 1.5 or 6 million veterans that are participating with VA. So sad. They have no involvement whatsoever. They're leaving their benefits on the table every day. That's not only the medical benefits that they can get. If you're 65 or older, 66 or older, that 20% that's not paid by Medicare is paid by VA, okay? And so you don't need additional insurance. You can you're free to get the help you need. And it's things like that that we tell veterans every week, that you have benefits that you need to go to VA and sign up. And I tell them, just sign up. If you don't need the care, fine. But when you get to be 95, 96 years old, you may need some help from VA. And so go ahead and sign up and be a part of the system. I think that's very important.
Yeah, and here in this area, we have that beautiful new medical facility out on Orange Avenue that is magnificent.
Right. Yeah.
You know, when it was being built, I thought, my God, it's a hospital. It's almost as big as Capital Regional.
Right.
it looks like the Taj Mahal on the inside, too.
Yeah.
Believe me,
yeah.
it's gorgeous. And the thing is it's not just the building. It's the doctors. It's the nurses. Mm-hmm. It's all the medical, the support staff. Everybody there is fantastic. They really go out of their way to try to help you, to try to make you feel comfortable there. And we're very lucky in this area. I don't know if people are as aware as possible. Veterans in general in here, we have that facility. We have the cemetery that's only a few miles away. Those two facilities are relatively new, only a couple years old. And when I went to school at Florida State years ago, I never had any idea, even before I went in the military, that those facilities would be here in Tallahassee, of all places, and that I would utilize them both. So I have a quick story for you, though, if you want to hear it.
Sure, go right ahead.
I was fortunate to be the commanding general's photographer. This is overseas in Germany. And main reason why, I would always had a spot on his helicopter. So main reason why was we wanted to take pictures of him greeting the troops, and then we would get the pictures, and we'd send them back to their hometown news releases. So one day we'd take off in a helicopter, and we're flying for like 3 hours, and it was like, this is way longer than we've ever gone before. And we're flying, and all of a sudden, we land in the middle of nowhere. There's a whole thing, a bunch of trees. It's in the wintertime. The snow's literally about 2 feet deep. When the helicopter lands, it sinks down into the snow. So we get out, and I'm like, what in the world are we doing here? I don't see anybody else. So I'm following the general and his aide, and there's a farmhouse. And it just very nondescript farmhouse. Right before I get in, the general turns to me and says, you're not allowed to take a picture of anything here at all. I said, okay. He opens it up, and it was the entire communication system for the entire division of 20-some thousand soldiers in this farmhouse. So that if the Russians had come across the border, everything would have been run out of this one farmhouse in the middle of nowhere in Germany. And it was all I saw was lights everywhere, you know? And I'm like, no, I'm not taking any pictures. So then on the way out, as we're walking out, a kid comes out of nowhere. I don't know where he came from. And he comes over to us, and as it would happen, I had a Hershey bar. So naturally, I extended to him, thank you, in German, I whatever the word is, I don't know.
Donkey.
Donkey, yeah. And I was like stunned, like, I can't imagine where this kid came from. And I thought, this is like the movies, you know? You go and you're out in the middle of nowhere, and here's this all this communication, all, and then all of a sudden a kid pops up, and I'm handing him a candy bar, Hershey's bar. And it was like, I couldn't have scripted this any better.
It was part of the deception.
Yeah, I guess so. He had to show up every once in a while and say, and when they asked him where they went or where they're going, over there, the wrong direction.
It's a real farmhouse. Pay no attention to the satellite dish out back.
And they didn't have dishes back then. They had little, you know, antennas sticking out. That was really that and a generator.
Folks, our friend Mitchell from Facebook wants to know how ordinary folks can help out vets, and can we donate to programs, organizations? What do you recommend? Let's go around the table here. What do you think, Washington?
Oh, they can donate to our organization, which is a nonprofit organization, the Tallahassee Veteran Legal Collaborative, that's doing the clinic every week. We are also a sponsor. The Homeless Veteran Stand Down, which is conducted, and that's a big activity. Last year, we had 271 veterans to participate in it. We had over 400 volunteers participate in it. We probably had some like 70 or 80 vendors, and it takes money to run that. Donations or what have you, we really could help. And our contact information is... once again, the same number that Jennifer gave to you. Let me get it. Jennifer?
850-644-9928. Okay. Or they can also go to our website, which is www.tvlc.legal. It's TVLC.legal.
Like vet.
Be like vet.
And any suggestions from you, Clark?
Well, just some that I get the mail in all the time. I get Wounded Warriors, and you can go on a computer and find all these things. Wounded Warriors, Disabled American Veterans, American Legion, all those terrific organizations. If I could, real quick, I want to give the phone number for our cemetery as well. It's 850-402-8941. Those are the administrative offices. And in general, if it's busy, you should be able to leave a message. And they'll get back to you if, you know, basic questions. Like I said, if they stop by, we have a terrific brochure that explains everything to them with regards to that. But there are so many national organizations that help out vets in every state, every city. It doesn't take much to be able to find out where they are. And normally, for instance, the American Legion or the Wounded Warriors, any of that, they have local offices in town as well. And in Tallahassee, of all places, because it's the state capital and all, as the colonel will tell you, there's a ton of places you can go to get information. That's the least of the problems if you want to help out with the vets, believe me.
And like you said, Colonel, it's totally different than it was in the days during the Vietnam era when it was, I recall at my hometown, folks were literally sneaking back into civilian life because they didn't want to tell anybody that they served because, like you said, the recriminations were incredible.
Right. They took off the uniform and put it in the closet and they didn't see it before. But surprising enough, as I meet people on flights in different places, what have you, and they thank me for my service. I ask them, did they serve? They say, yes, I did. And if it's a doctor, a lawyer, what have you, I'm really surprised to hear them say, I wish I had stayed in. I wish I had joined the reserve and get the 20 years in because the benefits now are really worth it. You know, you serve 20 years, you got medical for life. And that's very important. But they say, I really miss the service. I miss the way that we conduct the business, the patriotic, the
camaraderie.
The camaraderie, just the fact of being a part of an organization that you could be proud of. There was no embarrassment by being in the Army, the Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, what have you. When you leave those services, you're proud that you've served in them.
And perhaps we have finally, those who are in the civilian realm, have learned that you can disagree with our foreign policy and all of that, and there's lots of room for debate, but the folks who serve on the front lines, there is no debate about
that. It's a brotherhood. Right. It really is. And if you're having to rely on somebody next to you for whatever reason, the responsibility and all, you want to have faith in them that they're going to do what they need to do, and same thing with you. You know, and you take – one thing about the military, you get the discipline and you take the thing that has to carry over. And you take a lot of pride in doing the job correctly because it could cost somebody a life and or other injury.
Happy Veterans Day, Clark Brookstone.
Same to you, Tom, and tremendous people we have here on the panel here today. And I'm thrilled to meet both of them. I've never met either one of them, and I'm going to make sure and mention that to other people as well.
Jennifer Lavaya and Colonel Washington Sanchez, thank you all for coming in. Happy Veterans Day
and
to
thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks for,
thanks
your time,
for having
Tom.
Us.
And right. Don't forget the parade and all the other activities coming up on Monday in downtown Tallahassee. Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance today from Taylor Cox, Lydell Rawls, and all the interconnects. I'm Tom Flanagan, and next week we're going to talk about the wake of Hurricane Michael. What happened well? What happened not so well? We'll want to hear from you, too, on that score coming up next week right here on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.